This is Sarah Laughling from the NSPCC. You're listening to Stuart Pink on Phoenix FM.
Yes, it is. And I'm delighted to say, zooming onto the show, is Sarah Laughling from the NSPCC. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Stuart. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for joining us on this glorious sunny-ish day.
Yes, it is nice. The sun is breaking through the clouds.
You're zooming in from sunny Suffolk, as always.
Yes, I am. Not far from Essex, only across the border.
Just you haven't quite got to get a passport yet. It's all right. You were good. How are you?
Yes, very well. Just getting ready for Childhood Day.
Childhood Day. I thought every day was Childhood Day.
At the NSPCC, sadly not, but we can all revert back to being a child and take part in Childhood Day that's coming up.
It sounds like if ever there was a day for me, this is the one. So what is Childhood Day?
So Childhood Day is an annual event at the NSPCC. So we're going to hold this event every single year. It's going to be the second Friday of June. This year it's the 10th of June. And what we're going to do is, as well as reverting back to being children and having the excuse to play, you know, we're going to reflect on the challenges children face and play our part to make things better for children everywhere. So as I said, on Friday the 10th of June, we're asking people in Essex to take part and raise money by holding an event featuring play activities. We know that play isn't just about having fun. It also can be really powerful for all sorts of reasons. That's why this June is a day for every child to come out and play. By coming together on Childhood Day, we can be there for children experiencing abuse. And every pound we raise could go towards protecting them from maybe a trauma or some sort of pain or neglect that they might be facing.
So the whole thing's not only aimed at having fun and rekindling our memories of childhood and that sort of stuff, also raising money as well.
Yeah, obviously raising money, that's what it's all about, but paying as well.
So 10th of June seems like a good day for it. The sun is out usually.
No, it is. It really is. And in schools, what we're doing, it's really good fun this year. So this year we have the big break time. So we're encouraging schools to play their part for 1 hour whilst raising money for children who need us. So it's just 1 hour of activities and they can do anything they want with the school. They can involve teachers, you know, their head teachers, dinner ladies, whoever they want to, you know, get involved. Anything play related. So we were going back to our old vintage games. So I remember years ago back at primary school, we would always be playing hopscotch, tag, hide and seek. You know, I'd be really quite good at the hula hoop, that sort of thing. So it's just a way of children getting out and having an hour of play, really, while raising money for other children.
I was never very good at hopscotch. I'd never understood hopscotch.
No?
I don't know.
Oh, dear.
I was just too complicated. One leg, two legs, the other, which leg? I don't know.
I was always really good at hopscotch. It was the, the handstands, cartwheels and all that sort of stuff that I was a bit hard. It was a bit hard.
Oh, yeah. Anything upside down is a challenge, to be fair.
Especially now. I don't think I'd really like to try handstand now.
I was hoping you were going to do it right now, live on Everest.
I might give myself an injury.
So what sort of ways can people get involved with Childhood Day?
So as well as putting on an event themselves, so they could organise, I don't know, a treasure hunt maybe. It can be really, really big, basic. It could be bingo. It could be, as I said, about bringing out those traditional games. You know, maybe have an afternoon tea with a play element. Just wear something green, maybe a picnic. So I'm organising like a small picnic with a couple of friends. And we're going to bring out the giant snakes and ladders and the twister. Everyone pays £5. And it's a really, really simple thing to do. So I think everyone could do something. And it can either involve food, play, whatever people fancy, really.
I'm loving the treasure hunt idea.
Treasure hunt's a great idea, isn't it?
Dressed as a pirate and you've got to find real treasure. Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm doing it in the car park here.
Exactly. And also we've got the Queen's Platinum Jubilee bank holiday weekend coming up very soon. And that will start from the 2nd of June. So you could support Childhood Day by having maybe a raffle prize at your street party. If you're organising a garden party or a barbecue, maybe you could include something with Childhood Day in it as well. You know, worth an ask anyway, gets people thinking We also, Stuart, we do have two collections taking place in Essex. We have one on Colchester High Street, and that's on Saturday, the 11th of June. All we're doing is asking people to, if they've got a couple of hours they could spare, maybe they could join us on that Saturday. We also have a collection at Morley Garden Centre in Great Wakering, and that's on both the Friday, the 10th of June, and Saturday, the 11th of June. People can sign up to volunteer on these days through our NSPCC website by putting in NSPCC Childhood Day Volunteering.
So you're looking for people to go along, volunteer and raise some money there, or just pop along see you guys?
Well, yeah, if they can come and see us, put a few pennies in, that'd be wonderful. But if they did want to stand with us holding a bucket, promoting Childhood Day, we'd be really happy to hear from anybody, really. The more the merrier. We're hoping for a nice sea of green T-shirts.
Green T-shirts. Or you could go dressed as your favourite childhood superhero.
Yes, you could. We don't mind. Hopefully it'll be really hot.
Yeah, that's right. Captain Scarlet could take the heat. I think that's fine. Amazing. Sarah, there's loads going on as always. Where can people find out more about all of this stuff? Have you got like a resource people can...
Yep, we do. So if people just put in NSPCC Childhood Day 2022, lots of information there, different fundraising ideas, ways to sign up for to help with the collection. You can email me directly. My email again is sarah.laughlin@nspcc.org.uk.
And you're always available for fundraising ideas as well as information.
Always, always available. Yes.
Excellent. Sarah, you're always doing amazing stuff. Love the idea of Childhood Day. We'll see if we can do something around Phoenix FM Towers. Any excuse to reconnect with my inner child, which has never really got any older, to be honest with you.
Be absolutely wonderful. I look forward to hearing what Phoenix FM are getting up to.
I think it may be like childhood theme songs on the radio. Or
there you go.
Yeah. Bring your child to work day. I'll have to bring your mum because I haven't got a child. Lovely.
Anything you like. Thank you, Stuart.
Sarah, as always, lovely to have you on. We'll speak to you again soon.
Yes, you will. Thanks so much, Stuart.
Phoenix 98 FM. Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.